Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Everyone can get behind the general advice, do not be anxious. So much time is wasted, sweating the small but constant decisions of every hour. That's not what Jesus says at all today. He says, do not be anxious about your life. He doesn't draw lines between good and bad worries. He doesn't distinguish between the imaginary and silly and trivial what-ifs of dead batteries and open garage doors or missed calls, and those real what-ifs of inflation or losing your job or nuclear war. Jesus says, don't be afraid of losing everything and going naked and starving to death. Don't sweat the big stuff. And then he says, O you of little faith. This is the late stinging bee hidden in Jesus' teaching about birds and flowers. We all have anxieties, but we generally imagine that we can hold them together, and probably are. And then our Lord says to us each year, do not be anxious, and still we are caught off guard every time. Suddenly we do become theologians. We divide all of the subtle nuances between worry and concern and anxiety and care. But dear saints, the Lord is exposing us here. He tells us that we need to take our cues from birds. And he shows us that flowers, goldenrods, and all of the common weeds, they could teach us a lesson or two. And that could only be a lesson in humility. He says that our priorities are dead wrong, and that's a sign that our faith is in trouble. Because you cannot serve two lords. You cannot trust him as the one who cares for sparrows and lilies and you, and yet go around being anxious. This is what the first commandment truly means, and it leaves none of us innocent and righteous. No other gods beside him, even. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. These words were carved at the very moment that Israel was carving, molding their golden calf. The commandments came down from the mountain, catching Israel, already breaking them. And this is how our Lord's words come to us today and strike us as well. Do not be anxious. Do not worry. Too late. And like Israel, we probably begin to chatter under the weight of God's glory, justifying the worries that I've had this week, or even beginning to worry about how anxious I actually am. But before the commandment and the accusation came, was the greatest promise ever. Did you hear it? I am the Lord your God. He is determined to be the Lord our God. He interrupts idolatry to call his own people back, to smash the idols, but to proclaim once again that I will be your God and you will be my people. With me as your God, he says, you need no others. With me, there really is no cause for anxiety. That's why I say, now, my dear ones, do not be anxious anymore. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. With these words, the Lord Jesus is turning you gently away from the gods and the lords that won't deliver, toward instead the kingdom and the righteousness that will. Jesus turns you toward himself. Seek the one whose perfect trust and obedience never wavered in worry and anxiousness, but who commended his spirit into the hands even of that father who turned his gracious back on him. Seek the one who took up your flesh that withers and fades like grass and was thrown into the oven of God's wrath in your place. Seek his righteousness first. Seek Jesus. Seek and you will find, he promises you, in his holy Christian church, in his word, and in his sacraments. Here, your little faith is created, it is sustained, and yes, it is strengthened. Here, the troubles of the day and of the week are forgiven, absolved, remitted, and then put to flight. Little faith prays, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. And little faith prays, create in me a clean heart, O God. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. But most of all, little faith seeks the Lord where he may be found, cries out for mercy, hungers and thirsts not after fading meals, but for his righteousness. Because how about this? Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, or anxious and distracted or lost, and I will give you rest, he says. And dear saints, if your worry and your anxiety are rising right now because you've not always sought this kingdom or this righteousness first, or perhaps hardly at all, do not be afraid. Because this Lord does not quench the smoldering wick. He does not break the bruised reed. He has come not for the healthy, but for the sick. The Lord knows that you are not righteous of yourself. That's why he says, seek mine instead. And here it is. Jesus is your righteousness. Your life is more than food, and your body is more than clothing, because all of these are the Lord's. He has purchased and has won you from all sins, from death, certainly from the power of the devil. Therefore, do not be anxious, because yes, you are worth more than birds and weeds. You are worth God's own Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.